This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 3/12/2018. We're almost at the Ides of March already. Wow, this year is just flying by. At the end of this month, it'll be a quarter gone. The year will be a quarter gone at the end of this month. Do you believe that? Thank you for joining us. Allow me to welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show, the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour Radio Show. And you are in the right place. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. The first hour, would love to hear from you if you have anything on your mind. I know a lot of people are listening on replay because of the time change and what have you. A lot of the old favorites. If you want to call, love to hear from you. Anything on your mind, any comment, anything that's bothering you, any whatever, anything you're excited about, love to hear it. Please give us a call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Later in the broadcast, we're going to have Dr. Dave Janda from Operation Freedom has his own radio show. He's going to be on. He's also an orthopedic surgeon and a real expert on certain parts of the Obamacare and getting rid of it. We'll ask him about that. We'll ask him about being safer in your community, things you could do. He has an initiative to make that happen. And also, he has a lot of contacts, current events with the financial system. There's a lot of news, a lot of chatter about China, about Russia. Have we made a side deal to lessen the dollar's influence on the world stage? Has China opened the door for the yuan to come through? A gold yuan, ? A gold-backed yuan. Is it about to come to fruition? We'll talk about that to Dave and many more things. So glad he's going to be here. We're going to get to the news the first hour. And again, if you'd like to call in anything that you have on your mind, love to hear from you. Over the weekend, I don't know about you all, but I was able to watch President Trump in Pennsylvania. And watching his speech, I mean, it was, you know, if you saw his campaign speech last year, or the year before, geez, now it's 2 years ago. We're in 2018 now. 2 years ago, it was pretty much the similar thing, the greatest hits. But the thing that came to my mind more than anything, it was such a reminder of what I have imagined is his greatest accomplishment. This may go down as his greatest accomplishment. I don't know. Hopefully he'll do something bigger, but it's really unbelievable. He is almost single-handedly sticking a knife in the heart of corporate media. He is killing it. You know the word conspiracy theory was used, co-opted by the CIA to label people who didn't believe the official JFK report that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. And look how many years that worked and how it was used to stigmatize anybody that was telling a different story. Well, the corporate media came up with the term. Trump did not originate this. Corporate media came up with the term fake news, and they were going to start labeling things that come out fake news. You know, the Rockefellers want to limit population. Fake news. There's chemtrails in the air. Fake news. The vaccines hurt people. Fake news. You remember that? Donald Trump took their shiny new weapon. I mean, that's what it was. And it was a weapon. And he twisted on his head and threw it right back at him. And in the speech this weekend, he really attacked MSNBC, CBS, or CNN, excuse me, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN. I mean, viciously. Even more aggressive. You think he'd be, like, backing off it? No, he's doubling down on it. And what it's done to the American consciousness is change the trust of where we get information. The free media, like this show is, it's not independent, you know, it is independent media, it is truth media, but free media is a better term. CNN is corporate media, run by the corporate masters. This show is free media. We're free in every sense of the word, for freedom, and we don't have those entanglements, and we're not beholden to these type of decision makers lurching over us with their ad dollars. what he did and has done, how he's killed, I mean killed, corporate media, and they were dying. He went and is sticking a knife in almost every time he speaks. And the American public, at least a big part of it, their whole paradigm is shattering. And it's opening up, and in the future, no matter what happens, in the future, this new paradigm that he has helped developing will come out of this because of him flipping corporate media on its head. It's stunning. It's inspiring, to be honest with you. In the speech, he talked a lot about steel. You know, he's in Pennsylvania, in coal country. The district he was talking in is usually media's CNN, again, they're not telling you this. There's a close race between Rick Saccone and the other guy, Lamb. I can't remember his first name. Lamb the Sham. Trump called him. I mean, he's relentless. He's relentless. I mean, that's what they've done to us for 50 years is call names at us, right? It's like he's like the anti, I don't know what you'd call it. He's like now the rubber and the glue, you know, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. You know, I'm rubber, you're glue. He's like that antithesis of the corporate media is now turned around and he's the manifestation. He's like a one-man wrecking crew. Anyway, nobody wants to say that this is a traditional Democrat district. There's a close race between Rick Saccone and this Lamb, neck and neck, in a district that Trump had won by 20 points, supposedly, in the last election. And Trump's losing his support. No, it's been a Democratic post for God knows how long. Coal people, working people have always been, forever, have been Democrat-supporting people. Anyway, I digress. Like I tend to do, but I think it's important to mention. Anyway, getting back to steel. Steel companies, for the first time in years, major reopenings, major expansions here in Missouri. I know the guy came to fix my internet. He used to work at an aluminum smelter. He lost his job, and they're about to reopen it. They're about to open the aluminum smelter. And I asked him, is this because of Trump? No, I didn't want to. Is this because of what Trump's doing? Absolutely. This would not be opening. They went bankrupt. They were closing. This is all because of what Trump's doing. All of it. And in Pennsylvania, they talk a lot about the steel and how these steel manufacturing, the tariffs, that there are different relations with Mexico, Canada, what have you. Ron Paul put out a letter, I don't know if it was this weekend or early this morning, I don't know, where he's just railing on the president again. I wish Ron Paul would shut up with these things. I love you. I love you, Ron Paul, for everything that you've done and are. Why in the world are you attacking the president on these tariff situations? He says, well, this is not the solution. We're going to create a war, blah, blah, blah. We are in a trade war, Ron. We are losing $1 trillion a year, Ron. What are you talking about? And then so the article goes on to continue. The big problems are not the tariffs, the inequality in the tariffs. The big problems are the welfare state, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve. Okay, I agree with you. Those are big problems, the biggest problems. I agree with you, Ron. And I bet if you went and sat down with Donald Trump, he would have probably agreed with you, too. You know the last president who screwed it all with the Federal Reserve got a couple bullets in his head, right? You know that, Ron. It's not just, you just don't wave a magic wand. And the disingenuousness of the corporate media, who is criticizing Trump for 25% tariffs on Chinese steel. 25% tariffs coming into this country on Chinese steel. Oh my gosh. Do you know that China puts, what, 25% tariffs on our steel going to their country? Did you know that? Did you know that, Ron? Ron? Why are you getting on the same page as Trump? Now, no matter what you think about him, whatever, there's a lot of good things that you agree with him on. Why are you dividing us on these issues? And he goes on to talk about steel and talk about these other issues. I completely disagree. One point he is missing entirely. He is missing this point entirely. Steel is not like milk, you know, helping the farmers. You know, not that we don't want to help the farmers, but, you know, yes, we want to help farmers, and that's good. But it's not like exporting milk. Steel is a national security issue. If you're having to rely on other countries for an infrastructure material like steel, then you are vulnerable and beholden to these other countries. Financially, infrastructure-wise, you're in trouble. Do you see the difference? This is a major, major point. Getting the steel factories up and running as soon as possible is a major priority, and it's a major point in securing this country. I applaud Trump for the measures he has taken. There's some things I completely disagree of. We'll talk about one of them in the news here in a little bit. Completely disagree on that. What president? For how many years have they been talking about jobs and industry and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah? It's been noise. And here is a president that is doing something about it, and all you want to do, Ron Paul, is criticize him and talk about the IRS and the Federal Reserve, which everybody knows those are problems that you can't wave a magic wand and fix them like that tomorrow, Ron. It is priority, not one, but priority two, that we have to get industry going in this country again. It is stunning, ladies and gentlemen, that we have had 20, 30 years of figureheads talking, running their mouth about how they're going to solve the problem. And here in just over a year, you can clearly see the pathway that Donald Trump has opened the floodgates and is making this happen. Would you agree with that? I would. The people in Pennsylvania, certainly at this rally, certainly would. The proof is that steel companies are opening smelters. Steel companies are hiring people. Our dependence on international steel is being cut. And wait 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years, and it will be gone. Our dependence on foreign countries to provide us with a national security infrastructure material will be gone. That is stunning and fantastic. And Ron Paul, shut your mouth and get on board. Why do we keep dividing on these issues? No wonder we can't get anything done. My God. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned. So good that you've joined us this fine day. We'll be back. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See see why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I have my Bill of Rights right next to me and the news right here, so we'll go over them. And it's always important, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the reasons I've asked you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator is so that you look at the news, look at the world through the Bill of Rights. That's how you should look at everything that's especially involved with the government. Everything, every interaction that you have with the government, you should look at through the Bill of Rights. And you should see, does it line up, yes or no? Okay, this is unconstitutional, this is unlawful, this is sin, or this is, yep, this is constitutional, this is right, this is order, this is law, it's law and order, this is good. Very important we start getting that dynamic in our head. Getting to the news, during the speech, how much money do you think we've spent in Afghanistan, or in the Middle East, not just Afghanistan, in the Middle East over the last, 17 years, or 50, was it 15 years? Since we began invade after the Gulf War, or after 9/11. Does anybody take a guess? How much money have we spent, America? According to the speech, $7 trillion. Trump was making a clear point about that. We've spent $7 trillion. And I would ask, what have we received for it? What have we got out of our $7 trillion investment? I mean, for $7 trillion, my gosh, America could be, they could make, I mean, our streets could be literally paved with gold, practically, for $7 trillion. Well, one of the other things that we got from Global Research, U.S. supported trade in heroin, 1 million women and 100,000 children are drug addicts in Afghanistan, according to Global Research. The head of the anti-drug department at the Public Health Ministry of the Central Asian nation, Shapur Yusuf, at an event at the Drug Rehabilitation Center in Kabul, said to mark at an event to mark International Women's Day, made this announcement. That's how many people. Is he exaggerating? I mean, maybe slightly to make his point, but let's be realistic. There's a big problem there. That's one of the side little benefits, quote unquote, that have come of our $7 trillion investment. in the Middle East. Now we have a big part of Afghanistan addicted. Kind of like America, kind of like our streets, you know, the same things. The drug companies and the bankers laundering money, laundering drug money, CIA pumping it in, the whole system. UK bans conservative journalists for, quote, racist criticism of Islam. So if I criticize Islam, I'm racist now. Well, that's what they think in the United Kingdom. United Kingdom border authorities banned conservative journalist Lauren Southern from entering the country earlier, ostensibly because Southern had criticized Islam during a previous visit to the UK. How's that sit with you, ladies and gentlemen? Where do you think this is going? Whew. Egyptian Americans push U.S. to advocate for human rights in Egypt. From Al Jazeera, dozens of members of the Egyptian diaspora in the United States are gathering in Washington this week to develop strategies to push members of Congress to support freedom and human rights in Egypt. I hate that word, human rights, you know, because the way it's been used, especially the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights, how it's been twisted, and the definition, the legal definition of a human, in case you're just now joining us, haven't heard this, is a beast. It's a beast that cannot inherit any property. Basically cattle. You're a cow that can talk. That's one legal definition. So when they say human rights, they're saying your rights come from them, the United Nations. That's the big, don't let anybody ever fool you. The UN Declaration on Human Rights and the Declaration of Independence are not the same. They're not even on the same page at all. They are 180 degrees diametrically opposed, but yet it's so subtle and so similar how they sound, which is fascinating. You think, well, at least they'd be some similar. No, they couldn't be further apart from each other. That's a nice little trick. That's kind of like how Satan, you know, Satan comes to you in a suit and a tie, and you look pretty and it sounds good. But that's what they're trying to make you out as, a beast. That's why the schools, that's why the Darwinism taught that you're just evolved from monkeys, you're just inherited of monkeys. So through natural selection, people with the will and the ability to manipulate, they can rule and then rule over you because you're just a beast anyway. You're just a human, quote unquote, in that legal term. Yeah, this is all legal. They're acting illegally. You know, these conspiracies, believe me, they act legally. The genocide treaty, you know, Deborah Tavares was on, we signed, America did. It's all legal. What does legal mean? What does lawful mean? What does statutes mean? What does constitution mean? What is who you are? What does your natural rights mean? Where does all this play? If you haven't answered any of these questions, believe me, people are working very hard to answer them for you. The greatest societal accomplishment in written history is the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen. And we're about to let some chicken neck control freaks take it away from us. Not here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more news and your calls.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. You all have asked for it, man. We've got it. Grown by Nature is now back at the Power Mall. All the Grown by Nature products, the magnesium, just first rate, the multivitamins, etc. at the Power Mall. Please give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. Just first rate, live. Something's living in these things. These are bioavailable vitamins, nutrients. There's only two causes of diseases. You know, we should know this by heart now at the Power Hour by the experts that we've had. Nutrient deficiency and toxicity. Those are the two main. I mean, there's some other ones, but basically those two are the major cause of all disease in this country. So Grown by Nature is another solution at the Power Mall. 20% off all Numana storable for foods. Dr. Janda comes on. He always says Numana, but it's Numana. It's Numana. What's Numana? He cracks me up. I've corrected him. I just stop correcting him. Fine. Call it whatever you want. Numana, Numana, potato, potato. Numana is 20% off at the Power Mall. And also organic, 25% off. If you want the organic family pack, it's 25% off on the organic family pack. So check, that's a very good deal we're doing for this week, a teaser to get you guys in there and give us a call and take advantage of it. There's also a lot of the other products we have are 10% off at the Power Mall. Of course, from Alan Gossett, the Aquanetics Hydro Solar Backpack is on sale. And with it, not only do you get a great price, you get a free case of biological water tests. So that's going to run to the end of this week. The total is just a real bargain and the free gifts, and ends at the end of this week. Helon, still, buy two, get one free. You must call the Power Mall to order. You buy two Helons, you get one free. Well, that may have already expired. Well, I said it today, so for the next couple of days, certainly take advantage of that. Buy two, get one. Sorry, I didn't read that date right. I said it online, so I said it on air. We'll make it happen. Buy two Helons, get one free at the Power Mall for the next day or so. We know that you usually listen the day after for a lot of these broadcasts. Getting back to the news and the difference on human rights. I want to go back to the UN Declaration on Human Rights and how it began. Here's a little background on how it came to be. This is from Wikipedia. During World War II, the Allies adopted the four freedoms. Four freedoms. Okay, that sounds good, right? Four freedoms are freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from fear, and freedom from want as their basic war aims. So the aim of war was to get rid of fear. Yeah, okay. The United Nations Charter reaffirmed faith in fundamental human rights. There you go. And dignity and worth of the human person. There you go, these words. They mean something, ladies and gentlemen. And committed all member states to promote universal respect for and observance of human rights and fundamental freedoms from all without distinction as to race, sex, language, or religion. Oh, they sound so good, don't they? Freedom from fear and freedom from want. How in the world can you give people freedom from fear? How is that even possible? Freedom from want? So then, you know, we talk a lot about that these things are legal, but they're not, let's put it this way, they're not legal constitutionally, but they're legally corporate United States. When they wanted to take down America, let's just briefly get into this. When they wanted to look at America, America was so strong because of the belief of the people and the inheritance of our founding fathers and the Constitution. That was the hedge. Unbelievable. I cannot say enough, but that's for another time. So how are they going to fight it? How in the world could they ever take this down? They can't fight it. There's no way they could directly stop this. Stop the momentum. So what do? They have to build a competing system. They're weak. You know, that force was weak at that time. They build a competing system covertly in 1871, the corporate United States, and then begin draining money and attention out of the Constitutional Republic slowly. And all they didn't physically really do anything except build attention on the corporate USA. So corporate USA began to gain strength to the point where, you know, 1833, trading with the Enemies Act, we are now the enemy. They said gold was illegal for Americans to own. Are you for real? Does that sound constitutional at all? If you doubt what I'm saying or it's kind of weird what I'm saying, ask yourself that question. It's illegal for Americans to own gold in 1833. How in the world could that jive with the Constitution? The answer is, it didn't. It was completely unconstitutional, completely unlawful. So then how did they do it legally? What did it jive with? Ask yourself that question. And now you're starting to see the picture. And so all these things, the human rights and the Declaration of Independence juxtaposed to the UN Charter on Human Rights, Declaration on Human Rights. Completely opposite. It's just like 1833 when the gold was made illegal for Americans. That's what we're talking about. So the energy has gone to that system. One of the big faults of the free media is we haven't created a competing system. We haven't given energy. Really, we don't need a we don't have to create the system. It's already been created. All we have to do is pump energy back into the kind of limp constitutional republics that's just sitting there. We got to pump energy into it and start draining it from corporate USA and putting it into the Constitutional Republic again. The system that we have, this corporate USA, which has taken over, which almost completely taken over, really, Really, it's only your public opinions and your beliefs and your perceptions about the Constitution and about God. That's really the only thing that's held us together. You know, once you see this and understand the totality of it, you'll see that. It's really it. And so that's why they're now going to smash that. Once they can smash that out of us, then we'll completely detach from it. And it'll be gone for at least generations. But we're not going to let that happen. That's why we're here. Is you can't fix this system. You have to, again, do the same thing they did in reverse. Create the competing system and give the energy to that. You can't fix it. You got to get out of it. So that's why, please, for the love of God, for the love of your children, please put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. Please. You think it doesn't matter. I mean, what? It does. It does. Okay? It does. Getting back to the news, there was a crash, a plane carrying 71 people outside of Kathmandu. Officials and witnesses say a plane carrying the 71 from Bangladesh swerved erratically and flew dangerously low before crashing and erupting in flames near Nepal's capital, at least 50. Britain blames Russia for the nerve agent attack on a former spy. There we go. Let's blame Russia for everything. I guess daylight savings, we should blame Russia on that, too. I hope you turned your clocks forward. If you did, if you didn't, then you wouldn't be listening on time anyway. So I guess you would miss this hour of the broadcast. So we'll see you at the top of the hour. But if you did, that came from America's have complied for the 44th year with President Richard Milhouse Nixon's still controversial Emergency Daylight Saving Time Energy Conservation Act. That's where that came from, the unification of it under President Nixon. Quote, the act to preserve daylight and provide standard time for the United States was first passed by Woodrow Wilson in 1918 as a strategy to maximize productive sunlight working hours during World War I. But with the end of the war, Congress they got rid of President Wilson's veto to kill the wildly unpopular federal action. FDR instituted a year-round daylight savings from the wartime in World War II, and then again Congress dumped it at the end of it. Richard Nixon successfully campaigned against the power and intrusiveness of FDR's big government in 1968 run for presidency, but in his first day of the union address, he introduced a 37-point environmental manifesto. That's one thing I love about Trump. I mean, Trump said, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and he's done, you know, like A, B, and C. You know, he's done pretty good for what he says he's going to do. I'm really happy about that. I think everybody should, including you, Ron Paul. I'm calling you out, Ron. You're a big figure in the free media, in America, in our republic. You are a big figure. Go get on your phone and get a call with President Trump. Whatever you have to do, mend fences, and get on the same page and see how you can help. Inject your ideas into this presidency, Ron. Don't sit there and complain because he's making our steel mills run again. Okay? Please? This is where it's going, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about this. You know, first white DNA is an abomination. Now white people are terrible. Our whole heritage, Thomas Jefferson, is a disgrace. Now a restaurant is charging white customers more to highlight racial wealth inequality. A restaurant in New Orleans is hoping to raise awareness of racial wealth differences in the country by charging white customers more. S-A-A-R-T-J, Sarcha, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's a pop-up restaurant in Louisiana City run by local Nigerian chef Tunde Wei, who will be charging the white customers $18 extra for the meal. I'm going to assume that Tunde Wei is black. I bet you he doesn't have any wealth discrepancy. You know, adding an $18 fee per plate, you know, you can make some money up pretty quick. You know, much like the cafe in Melbourne, Australia, which charged a man tax due to gender pay gap.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm just sitting here during the break thinking about this guy from Nigeria, Tunde. I don't know what he did over there. Tunde, the elephant trainer. I don't know what he did in Nigeria, but obviously he left, came here to America. Now wants to charge white people more for their food. This is a perfect example in a microcosm of how the Constitution is being used against us to destroy the Constitution. Remember what I said about the UN, United Nations, and the four. And you can't discriminate on race, sex, or religious affiliation or gender. Race or sex or religious affiliation, right? That's what the United Nations, they preach that all the time. That's like the tenet of their whole deal, right? That's like everything. Now, under a constitution, If you want to start a restaurant and you want to charge white people more, you're pretty much, you're free to do that. Under the Constitution, your freedom. That's, it's America. You see, so they're using that ethic that is still there in the American people. It's your business. You can do what you want. You can say what you want. You can express what you want. All the time. Then on the other side, when white people complain, or white people say this is racist or this is ridiculous or whatever, then they're going to say, you can't discriminate against Tunde. Poor Tunde came over here from Nigeria. He's an immigrant. You know, who knows? For all we know, he came in on a visa lottery. For all we know, I don't know. You get my point? And it's like, oh no, you can't, don't you dare criticize Tunde. Don't you say a word about Tunde. Tunde can charge white, because white people are bad. Do you see? You see how it goes both ways, and we'll use the Constitution against us to destroy the Constitution because we hold to that ethic, and now we're silent? Prayer in school, the story over the weekend, a Baptist preacher, the football team in Oklahoma wanted the Baptist preacher to come to fellowship with them and to say prayers with them. Some of the kids in the team, they hadn't had Christmas in 3 years. They really were hard up. The church has worked with them, helped those people. They pray with them. The football team likes it. Well, the atheists, the Freedom From Religion organization, whatever, said that's against the law, and now they're threatening to sue. And now this preacher is lawyered up, too, from their side. Do you know one of the first acts Congress did after the war was to print Bibles? Do you know that? And they said prayer. This is insane. In the 60s, where in the world did we let them get away with this? Our apathy. I guarantee if a few of the parents would have went to schools with a shotgun and said, I don't care what you or the Supreme Court said or whatever, we're going to pray today, and that's what we're going to do. It's important to us. We're going to pray. We pay our money here to this school. This is our money. This is not the government's money. This is our money. And if our students want to pray, if our children want to pray, they're going to pray. And I have a shotgun. If you want to stop us, then come stop me. But we are going to pray. Okay? I guarantee if that would have been done 2 or 3, 4 or 5 times in America in 1960s, the early 60s, that we'd still have prayer in school. You see my point? Now, the Constitution, the government has not gotten rid of the Constitution. It's still there. They just ignore it. They just pull attention from it. It's just waiting for us to go back and grab it. And one of the big problems, frustrations for me in the free media. Now, several of you have written me, and it's almost that you get inundated with this information and it just turns into noise to you. Others have told me, and this is why I'm doing it, many more have encouraged me to keep preaching this liberty, keep talking about this liberty. We are in such jeopardy, and it frustrates me, shows that are out there that have done so much good, the information has got out, the clash of ideas, what have you. The only solution that will work long term, the only solution that will work long term is a revival of constitutional principles in this nation. The only thing. Anything short of that, and we are going to be in serious jeopardy, even if Donald Trump waves a magic wand and gets all the America First objectives in. I promise you. We're still in such jeopardy. So just remember that, ladies and gentlemen. It's just waiting for you. And once this clicks in your mind, you're going to have to trust me a little bit. Once you see that, and just something just clicks in your mind about this, you're going to see that, and you're going to be absolutely convicted of it, just like I am. And you're going to see it so clearly, and it's going to be such a revelation to you in the power of that, and who we are as Americans, and the great achievement, and our founding fathers. And you will stand for that, and you will be that, and your children will be that, and these usurpers and well-meaning fools will have no power over the future generations, because this irate minority will have cleaved to the greatest principles and the greatest achievement in our country's history, and it will overcome their foolishness. And their and the conspiracies that are behind them. Okay, a couple minutes before we get to Dave Janda. Baltimore rededicates ex-Confederate site to Harriet Tubman. Remember, they got rid of the Robert E. Lee statue, and now Harriet Tubman. Robert E. Lee has done more for America than Harriet Tubman could have ever dreamed. I repeat, let anybody refute what I just said. Let anybody, I challenge anybody on this planet Earth to refute what I just said. Robert E. Lee has done more for America than Harriet Tubman could have ever dreamed. We're going to get rid of and eradicate Robert E. Lee, who was anti-slavery, by the way, and then replace it with Harriet Tubman because we don't like Robert E. Lee anymore. And also want to get rid of Thomas Jefferson, who was one of the most anti-slavery people in the American Revolution. One of the most stringent abolitionists. And we're going to get rid of him, too. And use your 21st century morality to inject on them when you know nothing about history in the first place and what an innovator not only Robert E. Lee was, but Thomas Jefferson. Okay, let's just do that. And have these fools at school teach our children and eradicate our history and what's important to us. That's what's going on. Do you like that? I don't at all. This bothers me very much. Yeah, I grew up in the South. I know what the South was about, the Confederacy. There's bombs in Texas. There's two deadly packages in Texas, in the Texas capital, Austin, and they are linked. Some people are saying this is Antifa. This is a developing story. Are they trying to foment violence? There are people out there funding Antifa to fund societal violence, civil unrest. Oh, but let's not be divided. Let's not be divisive. Let's not have any of that divisive constitutional talk. Let's not divide people over Thomas Jefferson. Just give in to us. You see what they're saying? Oh, just give in to us, then there won't be any disruption. That's what's coming. And it's really here, also. Now, this story that just sends shivers up and down my back. Trump shifts on gun control, asks federal commission to decide on raising rifle purchase age. However this is going, if Trump does this, look, you can die for your country, you can vote, but you're telling me you can't own a gun. Being an adult and owning a gun are synonymous in America from the founding of this country. Donald Trump, I hope this is a ruse, that you're just trying to get along with people, whatever. I hope that's the case. If it is not, I am extremely disappointed. And it raises my biggest concern about him, and some of the things don't seem constitutional. Love the steel mills going up. Do not touch the guns. Do not touch our rights endowed to us by our Creator. Because who are you? Who do you think you are, God? You think you're God or anybody? Pelosi, anybody wants to touch these things. You think you're God? I don't. Stay tuned. We got Dave Janda up. We'll talk about many things, including Obamacare and what you can do in your neighborhood to make it safer. God bless.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.